Many performers leave the music industry during a period of commercial failure, but it was just the opposite for Boss Skaggs in 1981 when he began a 7-year hiatus from recording. In 1980, he had 4 hit singles. His 1976 album, Silk Degrees, made it to the top 5 in both the pop and soul charts. It had the hits Lido Shuffle, We're All Alone, and Lowdown, which won a Grammy for Best Rhythm and Blues Song. It was just 1 year ago that Boss Skaggs returned with a new album, and he says he's ready to go back into the studio. He's lived in the San Francisco area since the late 60s when he was the guitarist in the Steve Miller Band. Now he owns a new San Francisco club called Slim's. This is Claudia from his latest album, Other Roads. Boss Skaggs, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you, Terry. Nice to be here.
Why did you decide to record again?
Well, it's been a part of music and writing songs has been a part of what I've done for a long time, and being away from it, that is in terms of an active career, was just kind of being away from it publicly and actively. I didn't leave it mentally.
You, in the late 60s, played in as the guitarist in the Steve Miller Band. This was like a blues band that was also one of the early psychedelic bands in the Bay Area. Was that a good time for you? Do you think of that as a good time for you, and do you listen back to those records?
It was a great time for me. I had been living in Europe for about 3 years before that, and I'd missed playing electric music as I had done in high school and for a year in college and sort of kicking around. So it was a return to me to electric guitar and playing in a band ensemble and to record for the first time as a band some of my own songs. So it was an introduction to the studio scene. It was a first national tour. It was my first taste of professionalism, if you like.
Your first taste of professionalism was playing guitar, but not really singing. What brought the singing up front?
The being in the band at the time. Well, let's to back up a little. I had been singing in Europe. That's sort of the way I've gotten around. It's also the means by which one gets one's songs out. More people are looking for material, perhaps nowadays, but in those days, in order to be a part of a band, express yourself more, you wrote your own songs and sang them usually.
I think the first record that people really noticed your singing on, it was the first record that you recorded in the States. The album was called Boss Skaggs, but I think the track that really kind of caught on was Somebody Loan Me a Dime, a Fenton Robinson song that you recorded. What made you choose this song?
It was I like minor modes. I like basic blues. It's really where I came from, and it was my first real attachment to music. And we were also looking for a vehicle for an extraordinary musician, Duane Allman, who we had seen, and those who had sort of on the inside of that kind of music knew was an outstanding young musician. And it was a great vehicle for him as well to step out.
I need my baby home. Yeah. I've read, and maybe this is a story everybody knows about, I know I don't, a couple of articles referring to the record talk about how Duane Allman, the guitarist, was actually in the bathroom during the session. Would you explain this?
Yeah, the room was, the actual recording studio was rather small by today's standards, and that particular song we wanted to record all live, all once, no overdubbing, no, just all at once. So all the musicians were crammed into the main studio room, and Duane was put into the little bathroom, which was actually just a cubicle built inside the studio itself, which was literally just big enough to close the door and turn around. And the reason for that was because he played loud. He had to, in order to get the tone from his guitar, he turned it up real, he used small speakers and turned it up loud, and we had to isolate him from the horns and from the acoustic instruments, and he perched atop the loo and let it rip.
What led you from a more blues-oriented kind of song, like we just heard, to the more soul and disco-oriented stuff that you were doing in the mid-70s?
I have I've always followed blues, rhythm and blues, in its progressions. And at that time, early 70s, mid-70s, I was listening to a lot of what they called it urban soul or urban black music at the time. It was music that was coming out of Detroit, Chicago, and Philadelphia primarily. I loved these stylings, and I followed them. And as that music became more sophisticated, I learned it. That's what I went to. I wasn't really trying to find a style or adopt a style. That was where my heart was.
Let me ask you about one of your most successful records from that period, "Dirty Lowdown." What did you hear in your mind? What did you know you wanted on that before it was recorded?
To answer that, I have to tell you that each, in preparation for each album, I chose the musicians, the studio, the producer, and in doing so, knew what the tone of the album was going to be. But I don't write songs until I get to the studio or the afternoon before.
Really?
I know what my elements are. I know who my characters are. It so happened that, for the most part, during the recording of that album and the albums that immediately followed, we recorded 12 or 13 songs and used 9 or 10 or 11 of them. They're all experiments.
Babies into running around, hanging with the crowd, putting your business in the street, talking out loud, saying you bought it this and that, and how much you done spent. I swear she must believe it's all hell to say. Hey boy, better bring a check around to the sad, sad truth, the dirty Lord down.
One last question. You strike me as very kind of low-key in person, like soft-spoken, which is very different from the kind of performance that you do on stage or the kind of effect you give off on record.
It's interesting.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I've never thought of it that way. I think you're probably a better judge than I am of that. I mean, I don't really come up with a persona that I'm going to be on a record. I do, sort of fall more into music and all of its, in all of its characters on a record than I do. I won't burst into song here and.
Oh, feel free.
Oh, this is. I wouldn't. I'm shy in that way. I couldn't do it. I couldn't speak to a room full of people. I could sing to a room of 10,000 or perform, but.
But you couldn't sing one on one. You'd be shy to do that.
I could sing one on one.
In the right circumstances.
In the right circumstances, yeah.
Right. Okay. I thank you very much for talking with
us. Thanks, Terry. Enjoyed being here.